guys took this time to do those extra credit assignments that I thought I needed. I really didn't need them.
But it always made you feel more secure.
Yes. Well, there were some classes I didn't even know. I'm not going to lie.
Wasn't it great when they said, you only need 33 points on the final to be able to pass this course?
I love this, dude.
Remember when they were to calculate your final grade all the way to the end?
All the way to the end.
But if you make a 66 on the final, you'll get a B, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then if you make an 89 on the final, you'll make an A in the class.
I believe I did that with, it was Algebra 1. And I turned in my exam to the professor, and she went through it, and she's like, you're not finished. I was like, no, we're finished, and I'm still going to get an A in this class.
Oh.
And I did. I love math. Fun. So this week going on at Antonio College, yesterday was the kickoff for International Education Week, and we had the booth out there. We were broadcasting live over by the Oppenheimer Building. They had the Parade of Nations, and they had the Global Village. And so they had so many nations represented, and each table, they had a food from their country.
Isn't that always nice to see the way students come together and, you know, just to see the diversity and all of the flags here? It's just a great event. I always look forward to it.
It was a packed event. It was phenomenal. Even the KSYM students that we took over there were just so impressed by it. We're like, they tried all the food. It was great. It was amazing. Turkish delight, if you never had it.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it. But yeah, so we had that kickoff yesterday, and it's going to be going on all week. And it's not just here at San Antonio College. It's the Alamo Colleges. Every college is doing their own respective events. And here at SAC, we have a couple more things coming up this week.
Absolutely. I was down at the Access Office or District Offices yesterday, and there were a number of events there as well. So throughout the district, we'll be celebrating International Week.
Yes. And there's going to be kickboxing exhibitions going on in the Fiesta Room of the Lofton Student Center. And this is going to be tomorrow, mm-hmm. 3 to 4, Thursday, 20th, a little more chill, yoga and meditation workshops.
Yep. And the Empowerment Center will host a dialogue with international students to talk about global and cultural awareness. The conversation will center on how deep, rich, and complex our world really is.
Yes, and we're going to be ending the week with a belly dancing demonstration. That's going to be 3 to 4 in the Fiesta Room of the Lofton Student Center Thursday as well.
Yeah, just a little bit for everyone. Please drop by.
Yeah, and so we were out at the event yesterday, and we also got to speak with Dr. Mahanti, and he came on, and we were talking about Entrepreneur Fest.
Absolutely. SAC will host its first Entrepreneur Fest from 11 to 2 p.m. today in the SAC Mall area. There'll be plenty of activities to enjoy. There will be an Entrepreneur Market from 11 to 2 p.m., students and employees will be on hand to showcase and sell their products and homemade creations. Be sure and drop by. Maybe bring your Christmas list with you and do a little pre-Christmas shopping if you'd like. From 11 to 11:45, there will also be an entrepreneur panel discussion featuring local business leaders who will share their journeys and the challenges of maintaining a business. They will also offer advice on how to start and grow a successful business. And from noon to 2 p.m., students will be given the opportunity to take part in an entrepreneur pitch contest. The students will present their best innovative ideas for a chance to win scholarship and prizes. They'll also get feedback. I understand from Dr. Carla Dudan that I think there's 5 students registered for their pitch. It's going to be very interesting. I think the winner of the scholarship is $1,000.
I believe so.
And so it's going to be a great event. It's the first event organized by the Business and Entrepreneur Student Organization. I'm so glad to see this student organization back on the map. They're registered again, and they'll be leading a number of activities throughout the year, but this is their first. And they're just restarting. So if you're at all interested in starting your own business, whether that's you want to be an influencer or just a business owner, definitely this is the club for you. And thanks to Geekdom, a local company that offers working space, office space, and event and studio space to startups and all other businesses, as they were a primary funder for the event.
Yes. And also going on this Thursday, the Transgender Day of Remembrance is part of SAC's LGBTQIA plus 2025 Heritage Month.
Yes, it was first observed in 1999. The day is to remember transgender individuals who have died due to anti-trans violence. The vigil on campus is also a time to affirm our commitment to a future where all trans lives are valued and safe from harm. Thank you again to the LGBTQIA club.
Yes, and that's going to be 11 a.m. Wednesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, November 20th, in the SAC Mall area. Also, Alamo College's 80th anniversary is going on. Congratulations.
Yeah, this year they finally have designated a day, a Heritage Day for the district. We've always celebrated the individual Founders Days for the colleges, but now we have a Heritage Day for the district, and this is celebrating the 80th year. So it's the year that San Antonio College and St. Phillips joined together to form the district. Also this year, Palo Alto is celebrating 40 years. And Northwest Vista is celebrating 30, and Northeast Lakeview is at 17 with St. Phillips at, I believe, 127 years.
Wow. And when we first started, we were actually called something else. We weren't the Alma College's district, were we?
It was the San Antonio Junior College District.
Wow.
Okay. And SAC employees are invited to a special gathering from 10 to 11 on Thursday, November 20th. In NAHC, Nursing Allied Health Complex, 218. There'll be refreshments and giveaways for employees to mark this special occasion.
Yes, so join us. Come on out. So we have a special guest this morning. I'll let you introduce our guest.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, recently, Crystal Rodriguez contacted our office with some special thoughts about graduation, and I wanted to invite her this morning to share her journey. It's been very particular for her, and she has, we'll say, a non-traditional student, and so I just wanted to be able to talk to her. She is a distinguished graduate in math and will receive her degree during the fall commencement ceremony, taking place 1 month from today on December 11th. So don't forget, this year is our first fall graduation ceremony, commencement ceremony, and Crystal will be taking place. So thank you for joining us today, Crystal. You've come a long way to be with us today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I drove from Corpus Christi this morning, and I have three kids, ages 4, 3, and 1. This fall, I'm going to be graduating with my associate's degree in engineering, and I've been inducted into Pi Theta Kappa, the International Honor Society for Community Colleges, and the National Society of Leadership and Success.
So, tell us a little bit about your life in Corpus.
My life in Corpus, I've been living there for about 2 years. I actually used to live in Houston before Corpus. Mm-hmm. But I decided to move out to Corpus to be closer to my family, since I have three kids now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be a more supportive environment for my kids to grow up in.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about your life as a parent.
It's been going pretty well. It's hectic with three kids and young ages, but I love them.
Did you bring them all this morning?
I did. They're actually in the car listening right now. Their names are Sapphire, Hazel, and Ashton, so two mm-hmm. girls and a boy.
Very proud kids, I would imagine. And so, living in Corpus, have you lived in San Antonio ever?
No, I've never lived in San Antonio. I've traveled here for trips and stuff, like during high school, and when I actually used to go to Gary Job Corps, so we would actually take the Greyhound through here. So that was pretty cool.
And how did you come to find out about San Antonio College?
Well, I was actually looking for a college that offered free books, because every single time I would go to attend my classes, I would have a really hard time getting my books, and I would inevitably end up, like, failing the beginning of my course because they wouldn't, I wouldn't be prepared, basically, until the course opens, which is right when the class starts, and that's kind of how they did it at other colleges. But when I found out that y'all had kind of, like, open source options where you can, your books are available to you first day of class, I thought it a perfect opportunity to attend a college where I wouldn't have to worry about getting books, and that's kind of hectic anyways because I have diapers to pay for, so I got to choose between diapers or books, you know, in tough situations. So
yeah, so while some of the books are available through open source, Alamo Books, our initiative, Alamo Books, actually provides students with their textbooks on day one, right? And so like Crystal, she's able to enjoy her books due to really the initiative across the district that provides these books.
So a lot of research went into picking which college you were going to go. Were there others on the, like, how many schools did you, that's a lot of research to come to this decision into a city that you don't live in. I find that amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was a really great option, and this year, actually, I transferred in the spring, and then I completed 18 hours in the spring, 18 hours in the summer, and 12 hours this semester, which I'm just finishing up my last engineering class. So,
yeah, how exciting. What do you like most about taking online courses, Crystal?
I like the flexibility of being able to kind of, like, have it all due at the end of the week instead of, like, kind of having to, I guess, show up to class because I have a pretty hectic schedule. Like, I work full-time, and then I have my three kids, and I attend college as well. So, I really enjoy it.
Let's get that again. So, aside from being a full-time mom with three young children, you're also a full-time employee, right?
Yes.
And you're also a full-time student.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very courageous, Crystal.
Thank you. I have big goals to meet. So.
Absolutely.
I am... After I finish at San Antonio College, mm-hmm. I plan to go on and get three bachelor's degrees simultaneously.
Good.
So that's my goal.
Wow. What do you think is the, what was or what is for you the biggest challenge of taking online courses?
I would say, like, some of the biggest challenges I've had would be, like, making sure that I have the right laptop when I start my classes. Before, I had run into issues, like, when I purchased a Chromebook and then found out that it didn't work with Lockdown Browser.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would say just making sure that we have the right laptop and also making sure that you know what day your assignments are due as well each week. Just kind of being able to keep track, and time management is also sometimes a challenge.
Mm-hmm. So there's the technology involved. Talk to us, though, a little bit about time management for a student who has so many different priorities and commitments. Tell us how you balance that.
Well, I usually have to make a really tight schedule for studying during the week, and then ensuring that I have enough time to complete all my assignments, which are usually due by around Sunday. So I'll go to work during the week, and then any evenings that I have, like, I'll spend time with my kids and also study whenever I can to fit that in there, you know, while also trying to make dinner and stuff like that. So it's a pretty tight schedule, but I do it, you know, for my kids and for, you know, the belief that nothing's impossible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we talked before about the film, The Pursuit of Happiness, if you will. It was a great story, you know, and it's only temporary, these times in our lives where we have to put in massive amounts of effort. But I, you know, and then talking with other students, I tell them, I go, well, what's your story going to be like? Is it going to be a good read, or is it going to be, you know, dull? Yours is a very good read. This is a phenomenal. That is, like, mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I would like to reach a legendary status one day.
Well, I think you want, so your plan is to go on, get three bachelors simultaneously.
Yes.
My goodness.
My goal is actually so I'm going to get a degree in intelligence and analysis, mathematics, and industrial engineering. And then from there, I want to get a PhD in mathematics so I can try to solve the Riemann hypothesis. That's kind of the goal.
There we go.
I love it.
Even though you're an online student, you still had access to services here on campus. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, so having grown up in the foster care system and being adopted, I actually had access to a program called the PATH program, which stands for Partnering, Assisting, and Transforming for Higher Education. And I worked with Rosie Leal, who was able to provide assistance to me. So during actually this summer, I was really struggling, you know, with paying my rent. So Miss Rosie, she helped me get the assistance, you know, in a really timely manner. So shout out to her for that. I really appreciate the PATH program and what it stands for. I'm very grateful for the assistance provided to me.
Crystal, you know, this whole story, as Hot Mustard just said, reads really well. But behind all of this is you, the individual. And, you know, you've really set a path for yourself. And, you know, you've got targets to meet. How did that happen?
Well, I just grew up wanting to forge a path for myself. You know, I don't come from that great of a background, but I knew that, you know, one day I want to do something great. And when I had my kids, I just knew that, you know, I'll do anything in the world to make sure that, you know, I provide everything for them and make sure that they're good, and also to be an example of what success looks like in the future. So that's what really drives me. But I've always had a love for education and knowledge. So it also stems from just genuinely loving to learn new things.
Speechless. So you have all these things going on. What do you do for downtime? Do you get downtime?
I do occasionally. Usually downtime I spend with my kids, so I like to take them to the park, or, you know, if we can go to Jumping World, like, that will be, like, something that I love to do with them. So I just like, you know, seeing them smiling and having fun and being happy. So I don't use a lot of time for myself, but I really love to see my kids smiling.
Yeah, I'll share with you, Crystal. I have a 20-year-old now, and just some of the things that you're talking about, were the best times ever. Even, you know, we live here just really close to the campus, and some days it just meant a walk over to San Pedro Park, and you really enjoyed the playscape there. And I really loved when we could do something like Jump World, because it meant he came back exhausted and ready for a nap or ready for the evening sleep. And so that was really wonderful. I remember thinking kind of like the activities, I think, like, what's really going to tire him out, you know, because he had a lot of energy at that age. So it's really nice to hear what you're doing with your children. I know that, as you were mentioning, the downtime, it's often a great way to spend your downtime is with your kids.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
Yeah, and so being that you're here on campus today, is this your first time coming to campus?
It is, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually here to pick up my graduation stuff as well, and get a picture taken for Distinguished Graduate in Math. So, exciting.
Hey, do we have someone who's going to give her a tour of the campus?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to love it. It's going to be amazing.
I look forward to it.
Like, wow. Can you imagine going to your camp, like going to college and you're like, yeah, I'm done. Picking up my cap and gown? That is so cool.
Absolutely. Especially as determined as she's been, right? Which is going to be a great day for you, Crystal, to realize commencement is only a couple of weeks away now.
Yes, I'm mentioned. So excited. Yeah. It took me 4 years to get here, so I'm really excited.
Very good. We hear that when you're not taking classes and taking care of your children, of course, that you have time to be an inventor. What's that about?
Yes, so I'm currently working on a patent with my company, American Electric Power, and I actually invented a new version of the utility pole. I don't like to just think outside the box. I like to just reinvent the box.
Right, throw the box away. No need to have the box, right?
you know, when evaluating the current polls on the market, I decided, you know, this isn't checking all the boxes for my company, and I want, you know, I want an invention that's going to check all our boxes and meet all our goals. So that's when I started working on an invention of my own, which I usually did at work during downtime. So when I had downtime at work and I didn't have much to do, I decided to start working on investigating current pools on the market and inventing my own version of one. So very exciting. I think we're about days away from patent pending.
Very good. Where do you work?
I work at American Electric Power.
Very good. What are your plans after graduation?
After graduation, I plan to attend Texas A&M in Corpus Christi for my industrial engineering degree, Texas Women's University online for mathematics, and Angelo State University online for intelligence and analysis. And then from there, I plan to attend University of Texas Rio Grande Valley to get my PhD in mathematics, so long as I get accepted into their graduate program.
Very good. And how did you decide on those programs? What kind of research did you do?
I actually went on looking into all kinds of different universities and the programs they offer, and you know, am I able to take it online versus like my industrial engineering degree? I want to take it in person, so I decided it would be best to have the college in Corpus, and then the Texas Women's University for math. I was actually considering doing the dual degree for engineering and math through Texas Women's University and University of. There's another university where you can do a dual program.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in University of North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what UNT.
Right, UNT.
So they have a dual program where you can do engineering and math through those two different colleges together. And it's available online as well, but I just thought it would be best to have the experience of in-person college for my engineering and then have the math online. Since I love math, I've been doing math since high school, competing in numbers since in UALs. It's my favorite subject.
Numbers are fun. I have a lot of, you know, I help a lot of our RTF majors with their, it's Gauss-Jordan theorem. It really just trips people up sometimes, and matrices. Some people just don't get it.
And number, and just numbers for some of us.
Just numbers for some of us. Is math in person versus math online? Do you have any tips for students that may have trouble with math? Do you think they could benefit from maybe just being online and seeing some videos? I mean, there's so many YouTube videos out there of all kinds of professors from all grade levels doing all kinds of cool projects.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've watched YouTube videos before, but mostly just to explore the Riemann hypothesis and P versus NP, since I'm not there yet, but I would like to understand theoretical math one day. But for students who are trying to take mathematics online, I would say definitely take advantage of the tutoring if you're not, you know, if it's not your strong suit. I would definitely reach out to the instructor anytime you have issues, because usually instructors are pretty accommodating, you know. But if you just can't seem to do it online, I would definitely recommend taking it in person.
When did you realize, though, that you had the aptitude for math, especially online?
I realized when I was in high school, because I used to compete in numbers, since we used to have like this test that had about 80 questions on it.
Mm-hmm.
You have 10 minutes to answer as many as you can. No calculators, no notes, and only in your head.
Right. My son used to compete in that competition.
And so I was actually in the ninth grade. I was competing with seniors for first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually would tie with seniors all the time. When I enjoyed competing, which I enjoy competing, and I also enjoy math, and that's how I figured out that I really loved math.
Mm-hmm.
I had taken college algebra, and then I took the college algebra pre-cal track. And when your answer is an equation in and of itself that you can't reduce anymore, I was like, okay, never mind. I'm going to stick with communication.
Try pre-cal for 6 weeks. I actually took a six-week pre-cal class this summer, so... That was tough, but I enjoy a nice challenge.
You know, this Crystal's story is interesting in so many aspects, but one of them is the non-traditional track that she's on, and while it may not be for every student, right? It's one of the things we're really trying to do here now at SAC as we really look at the academic portfolio and how we're offering it. So not only modalities, think about that, right? So there's the online, and at the other extreme, there's the face-to-face. And somewhere in between is either a hybrid or a Zoom, right? So those four modalities are available. And then think also about the timelines, right? So we have the 8-week model, and we have the 16-week model. And, you know, while we've been moving classes to the 8-week model, there's this, I don't know, rumor and we'll just call it that, so let's put the rumor to end here, right, in that we'll soon be at only 6-8 week courses. And that's never the intent. But, you know, as Crystal has demonstrated, some students really have a different aptitude, and it just going to move through the process differently, and they need different challenges, and they also need different options to align with their work life and their family life. And so for some, the 8-week model is exactly, you know, what works. And Crystal's mentioned she took a 6-week model, right? And it really just allows the students to create their own pace, right? And so, you know, I just think that today's student has so many more options available, and we've got to just move away from the idea that one model fits all. It doesn't. I mean, Crystal's whole story, just even the fact that she's in Corpus taking these courses, says Crystal's a different student, right? And she avails herself to different resources that she can find online. And it's not to say that the resources here on campus, right, aren't available to her. They are if she needs them. But it's just a very different model that we're creating as we move forward to meet the needs of a very diverse population today.
That model was a box. I think Crystal threw it out.
Absolutely.
She created her own box.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Well, so all the way. So how long are you here in town today?
I'll probably just be here for the day, and then we'll drive back.
And then drive back.
Yeah, but, you know, after my whole story that I've shared, like, I also just want to say a shout-out to my partner, you know, for being there and supporting me. And shout-out to San Antonio College as well for, you know, making the resources available for me to be able to get through this.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, just that alone, right, you've said so much about your family support and how important that is to you. And I'm so glad to know that you have a partner that is really championing you and what you want, your goals, as much as you are as well. And so what a great story that is. As someone who has had to balance family, work, and going to college and graduating with distinction, what would you like to tell other students who may be overwhelmed by going to school?
I would say to definitely, you know, persevere and don't let any hard times stop you. You know, even if you fail one assignment, you know, there's still more assignments to go. You could always, you know, retake classes, and you know, there's always options is what I think. And so, you know, by not eliminating your options, you know, you can, you know, instill this idea that you're going to get through this no matter what, and nothing's impossible, which is what I plan to prove to my kids one day.
You know, you mentioned that failure shouldn't be detrimental, right, in any way. And, you know, there's a saying, if you're going to fail, fail fast so that you know how to recoup from that, right, and move on. It's such a shame, right, that somehow we've talked about failure in terms of F, right? Like an F in the class is failure, but it's not what it shouldn't mean that at all, right? And that sometimes through failure, right, you learn something from it and learn how to move on. And I think that's a great part of your story, right, is that you've learned to deal with that and move on.
Yes, I believe that failure and, you know, going through things in life makes people more resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to be a resilient person, you have to fail.
Well, it's pretty a part of curiosity, right?
Yeah. Well, we're going to see you at graduation. This is happening Thursday, December 11th at the Joe and Harry Freeman Coliseum, 7 p.m. And enjoy the rest of your day here in San Antonio. Get some breakfast tacos. Go check out the SAG campus. You are graduating. That's phenomenal.
Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you at the Joe and Harry Freeman Coliseum and handing you your diploma that day. So look forward to it, Crystal. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.